bittersweet situation for you here?
Yeah, obviously it's a great opportunity for me, but you know, as far as the team goes, not an ideal situation with Damo and Jared both being out. Puts us in a pretty tough position, and then you know, also the news of Andre leaving. It's just another hurdle that's added to the problem. But you know, as I said, it's a great opportunity not only for me but for the team to show what we're made of, and you know, hopefully overcome this.
Are you feeling any pressure?
Oh, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, but I think the excitement of the opportunity, you know, far outweighs, you know, any pressure or nerves that I might be feeling. So,
will you be starting in the same place?
At the moment, I think I am. You know, Damo and Jared out, you know, I'm, you know, the only point guard at the moment. So, I think, you know, Trev's, you know, put his trust in me to run the team. You know, I'm not going to try to do anything, you know, out of my, you know, skill level. I'm just going to try and fill that void that it's pretty big void to fill, you know, with Damo and Jared being out.
It's been a big couple of weeks, obviously, going from sort of back end bench player to now starting. Can you believe that's actually happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, once Jared got injured, you know, I thought I was going to be backing up Damo, which I've done before. And then to hear that Damo was out as well was just, it's pretty unexpected. But, you know, as I said, it's an opportunity for me. Got to take... grab it with both hands. You know, obviously I'd like it to be under a different situation, but it's not, so I just gotta, you know, make the most of it.
Did Trevor sit you down individually and say what he needed from him?
Not yet. I kind of already know. You know, at the start of the season he told me, you know, if an injury was going to happen, this actually, you know, was the situation I'd be in. So it's kind of funny, he's, you know, he kind of warned me almost, you know, before the season even started. So he hasn't put any extra pressure on me. He's, you know, he's given me, you know, freedom. He knows it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, he hasn't placed any extra pressure on me.
What are you expecting from Illawarra?
Up tempo. You know, they're a completely different team at home. You know, we played awesome, you know, when we were at home, and they do the same. So it's going to be up tempo. They're obviously going to test us, you know, why wouldn't they? You know, we've got so many players out. So I think they're gonna, you know, full cylinders blowing right now.
And without Damo there, are you expected to kind of cover that defense a lot more as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, part of my, I guess, role. Even when, you know, Damo and Jared are, you know, I play, you know, come in and play D for a couple of minutes. So obviously I've got to be a lot smarter, you know, foul trouble. It's been something I've been challenged with. So. But, you know, trying to fill that void that Damo, you know, the way he plays D is obviously not going to happen, but I'm going to try to do it the best I can.
But does it help that in the preseason, Jared and Damo were out for a bit as well? You had that sort of practice, right?
Yeah, you know, it got me some, you know, game practice with the boys. You know, I haven't played this season yet, but I think, you know, playing that amount in the preseason, I feel like I'm ready to go. So, you know, it definitely helped and, you know, it was a good opportunity again.
Jackson in the SBL. I'll tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, me and him actually played together at the AIS, so we've known each other for a long time. So for him to get an opportunity as well, you know, makes me, you know, pretty happy. But yeah, he played really well against us. He actually tortured us in the fourth quarter. So he can shoot it really well, and he plays D. He's a high energy player, so I think he'll be really good for us.
Have you managed to run through with Jackson a few times?
Yeah, he trained the past 2 days. So he was going against myself, so he did pretty well. As I said, he's a high energy player, so if he comes in, you know, for a few minutes, I think he's going to do pretty well.
Is there any sense of proving that you've got the depth and, you know, you don't need those superstars to make it?
I mean, obviously, you know, our full strength team is the one we want to, you know, play with, but as I said, you know, the opportunity to come away with a win, you know, going through this adversity, I think is, you know, an awesome challenge for us. And, you know, if we can pull it off and steal a couple wins with, you know, or Damo and Jared being out, that's going to help us in the long run.
Did Andre's decision come as a surprise to the group?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Greg does all the work with mental health, so to question his decision, you know, we just want the best for him. So obviously it's not ideal, you know, for the team or anyone, but, you know, to to question his decision, and you know, we support him 100%. But yeah, it was a shock.
Was there any sense that he was, when he got here, that he was struggling at all?
Not really. No, he was doing well. He's a great guy. As I said, it came out of the blue. We found out yesterday, just like everyone else. So wish him all the best. But yeah.